The state has released its long-awaited report into the deadly coronavirus outbreak at the Holyoke Soldiers Home that so far has killed 76 veterans there. The report cited several reasons for the crisis, among them, quote, utterly baffling decisions by leaders at the home and a failure by the Department of Veterans Services to provide oversight. Here this morning with details and to tell us what might be next is WBUR's Miriam Wasser. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Miriam, Governor Baker ordered the investigation in early April, shortly after the Holyoke Soldiers Home superintendent was put on administrative leave, and the National Guard was called in to help stabilize the situation at the home. What's the report say about what went wrong?
So, the report lays out some long-term problems that contributed to the outbreak, things like a shortage of staff and funding, for example. But the focus was really on leaders in the home and in the state who made poor decisions or who just totally dropped the ball.
Walsh was the one who was put on leave and who will likely be fired soon, right?
Yeah. So Walsh had no background in medicine or healthcare management. And as it says in the report, he was not qualified for the job and had very poor leadership and communication skills. Now, an attorney for Walsh is challenging the report's findings, saying that Walsh never had a chance to rebut any of these claims and that he's reviewing his legal options. But Walsh reported to Veterans Services Secretary Francisco Llerena, who also had no experience with healthcare management. And according to the report, Llerena was aware of Walsh's shortcomings and yet failed to effectively oversee the home. And Llerena, I should mention, was asked to resign Tuesday night ahead of the report's release, which he did.
All right, you mentioned poor decisions by leadership. Give us some details.
The report describes a few, quote, substantial errors, but by far the biggest one was something that we've reported on a lot here at WBUR, and that was the decision in late March to combine two floors of veterans because of staffing shortages. And this move mixed COVID-positive and COVID-negative residents, and as one employee told me at the time, allowed the virus to spread like wildfire. It's not clear who exactly decided to consolidate the floors because, according to the report, much of the leadership team declined to take responsibility for the decision. But here's what investigators wrote about this. Quote, the consolidation of these two units resulted in more than 40 veterans crowded into a space designed to hold 25. This overcrowding was the opposite of infection control.
All right. I imagine employees of the Soldiers Home and families with loved ones who are living there have had a thing or two to say about the report. I know you've spoken to some. What have you heard?
Yeah, I spent a good amount of time on the phone yesterday with staff and families. And overall, I would say that everyone is glad that the report finally came out and that it actually went into a lot of detail about what happened. One of the people that I talked to was Joe Ramirez. He's a CNA at the Soldiers Home. And he told me that getting the report felt like a weight had been lifted off his shoulders and that he felt vindicated by its findings.
I absolutely think the state is taking the right steps. I think it is long overdue. We have been fighting for the last 2 years with Mr. Walsh on his administration, staffing issues, retaliation, bullying. And we had the documentation for all that. Yet nothing was ever done. So to me, it is about time that, you know, they clean house, so to speak.
Well, Miriam, what did Mr. Ramirez say about the mood among staff at the Soldiers' Home as word of this report was coming out? Did he pay attention to the report as it was released?
He did. And he said that, you know, when he got in the morning, everyone was talking about Urena's resignation. When Governor Baker gave a press conference around noon yesterday, he told me that every single TV in the Soldiers' Home was tuned in to that and that staff are reading the report during their breaks. And he added that, you know, while people are happy to see the changes in leadership, both in the state and in the home, many employees are still traumatized by what they witnessed and were forced to do.
All right. What about the families? Did you talk to people who had loved ones at the home?
I did. I spoke to a few families who echoed some of what Ramirez told me, namely that they were glad to see a lot of the issues at the Soldiers' Home taken seriously. Here's Lori Baudette, whose father, James Mandeville, died from the virus at the Soldiers' Home.
I think that made me feel good knowing that this wasn't all getting swept under the rug. But then, and there's this other part of me that's really angry. It's like, okay, well, these people are resigning and everything, but we still want justice. And justice for us right now is to make sure that this never happens again to any other veteran.
So Beaudet and other families are demanding that the state give the Holyoke Soldiers Home more funding and construct a new building for veterans who live there. And in a really touching moment, she told me that she knows her father is looking down on her from heaven and is just so proud of the advocacy work that she's doing.
Honestly, it's my dad that's giving me the strength right now. There's just, I'm not that this strong to be advocating to this degree, you know, and I mean, like, I've literally taken my grief and just compartmentalized it. You know, it's like, okay, I can't grieve right now. My time will come, you know, but right now this is the most important thing and it has to get done.
You know, how hard it must be for the relatives of all the veterans at the home who died there in the COVID-19 outbreak, all 76 families. Let me ask you this. What's next, Miriam? Are changes coming at the soldiers' home?
That's a great question, Bob. What we know is that sometime today, Governor Baker is supposed to announce a series of reforms for the home. We don't know much in the way of details about what he might say, but he's likely to make changes to the Board of Trustees and bring on new people with healthcare experience to lead the home. He'll also likely talk about modernizing healthcare infrastructure there and vastly improving oversight of the facility.
Okay, Miriam Wasser, I know you'll be keeping an eye on what the governor has to say today. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Bob.